Fred Film Radio. Alicia nella città at the Rome Film Festival, Italy.
Fred Film Radio, this is Chiara Nicoletti from the 14th edition of Alicia nella città. Today I have with me Preston Thompson and Sebastian De Souza, co-writers and actors in the film Kids in Love.
So how did it all start, since you're also both the writers of the film?
Very beginning, we became friends a long, long time ago when we were 13 through another friend who's also called Milo, which is the character I play in the film. And then we discovered we both were very interested in movies and that we then were interested in writing them. And then what happened, Preston?
We'd both just written our films by ourselves, and I wanted to do something that everyone said, write what you know. And we were going through this transitional period of leaving school, not sure we wanted to go to university. And that's something that I think everyone faces, is that thing of leaving school and being like, oh my God, what am I going to do now? And I think that I said to Seb, well, we should make a film about that. And luckily he agreed. And so we started just knocking around ideas. And we always wanted it to be a love story at the centre of it, because I think all the best coming-of-age movies feature a girl. And we went from there, sort of totally naively, because we didn't really know what we were doing. But we got there eventually.
I actually used to call that particular moment in life that you portray the shadow line, which is really the moment in life in which you can technically become anything you want or nothing.
Well, it's a great time. I mean, I think that was a lot of what we were trying to do with the film was kind of talk about that period in your life in which you have so much more future than you have past, and there are so many roads and options available to you, and it's at once brilliant, but it's also kind of overwhelming. And so Jack, you know, is presented with all these opportunities. He's also sort of told, well, you actually just have to become a lawyer and go to university and do this and the other. Preston came across, who was an incredible speech. Who made it?
Oh, Alan Watts.
Alan Watts, yeah.
So we wrote the first draft, just sort of halfway through the first draft. So I found on YouTube this great speech by Alan Watts, which is basically, and it's him saying, what do you really want to do? If money didn't matter, what would you do? Because if you do what you want to do and you give it everything, there's a very good chance you'll become successful at what you want to do if you give it everything, and you'll also be happy. So I think that Alan Watts speech really focused us in saying, okay, that's our message. That's the thing we want to get at, is that...
As in, if you could do it, you say it in the film, if you could do anything you wanted, what would it be? Then focus, whatever that is, focus your energies on that. And I think that it's actually quite a nice way of dealing with that shadow line you're talking about, that can be kind of overwhelming, especially when you fall in love with a beautiful girl and you fall down the rabbit hole with a bunch of people who are kind of extraordinary and different and doing so many different things. I think that, you know, that kind of typifies what we're trying to say.
Why did you choose for yourselves those particular characters? I mean, the bad boy and the wise one. I mean, I found that Preston character seems more at ease with his choices and his life.
I think Will's character, Jack, needed an ally in the friendship group, someone he could talk to, because Evelyn, Alma's character, is sometimes kind of aloof, and at the beginning he needed someone to keep him there, because otherwise sometimes she wanders off with a handsome, roguish boyfriend, and so someone's got to keep him interested, keep him around. And so that was my job, was basically the light entertainment, while he took away his love interest.
The wise live entertainment
yeah. That sort of tried to point him in a direction that I thought appropriate, not necessarily the right direction, because I don't think there is a right direction, but I got to lounge around in sort of bathrobes and eat cereal and proffer 19-year-old wisdom, which was quite fun.
And Sebastian cast himself in the
bad boy role.
I'm not sure I cast myself. I seem only to ever be able to play sort of mean people.
He's struggling with the ladies at the time, and he thought to enhance his bad boy reputation.
I just really wanted a girlfriend at the time, and I thought, what a girl's like, I'll be the bad boy. You know, I'll have a stupid haircut that goes this way. No, we wrote it thinking it would be really nice to play these parts, or a part, but it wasn't until the very...
Chris had to say yes.
You know, both Chris and Livy, our casting director, and the producers had to say, yeah, actually, we'd like you to play these parts, you know. Which is a big gamble for them.
Yeah, they're very nice in letting us do it.
Well, it's actually a pity that Cara Delevingne has a small part, even if Jodorowsky's granddaughter was great.
Yeah. Well, no, Cara came in and auditioned for that part and just was kind of blew everyone away, right?
She had the playfulness. So her part is about sort of lightness and playfulness, and she's perfect at that. You know, she really, really nailed it. When she's on, when the camera turned on, she just was that person, so relaxed in her own skin and doing that thing. And Alma was just phenomenal. When we saw Alma's tape, because it wasn't written for a French actress, It was written as an English part, and our casting director stretched it out to look at foreign actresses, and Alma's audition was just amazing. I think you can see that in the film. She does it incredibly well. She plays that aloof, but slightly you feel that her pain inside and her insecurities, and she wears that without doing too much, and I think she's phenomenal in the film.
Since you wrote the film, is the story based on something that you lived personally?
Not entirely, but I think that we know people or have known people who know people who are less dramatically heightened versions of the people in this film. So, I mean, when you write a film, especially like this, you know, you take characters that you might know, who you're attracted to or who you're interested in, and you make them filmically, I hope, more interesting. But there were, you know, it's certainly set in a world that Preston grew up in since he was a baby, and I've lived in for a long, long time, and a part of London that we know very well. And so it was based loosely on what we know. Yeah.
Did you already have the Q&A with the young audience?
Yeah, we have.
How was it?
Fantastic. You know,
in Edinburgh,
we just had one here as well.
I thought you were asking how we. Of course we did. Okay, good.
We just had one.
It was lovely.
It's a film made by young people for young people. I know that sounds corny, but the truth is that it's. I think that's who we wanted the film to be made for. So it's fantastic to answer questions. Hear young people say that they enjoyed the film and what they liked about the film, and hear ask questions about the process of making the film, and I'm really glad that young people respond to it, because that was what we always hoped and dreamed of.
Yeah,
was that young people would relate to it.
Ragazzi, then good luck.
Grazie mille.
Thank you so much.
Grazie mille.
He's got a better accent than I do.
No, ma l'accento perfetto.
Thank you, Preston Thompson and Sebastian De Souza, for being here with us and talking about Kids in Love, which they co-wrote and acted in. And this is Chiara Nicoletti from the 14th edition of Alice nella Città for Fred, the Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on Fred.fm and smartphone apps.